One aspect of the tax deal that has Democrats howling is setting the death tax at 35% while exempting the first $5 million of someone's estate. But why should the government be entitled to confiscate a single penny of anyone's possessions simply because he died? To our freedom fighters, Fox Business Network stocks editor and my good buddy, Elizabeth McDonald, also known as EMAC, Reason.com editor Nick Gillespie, and radio host Nancy Skinner. Elizabeth, to you first. What right does the government have to take money from the dead rather than let the dead give it to his or her children?
Yeah, and the deceased children. Look, at 75% of the revenues that come in from the estate tax gets chewed up by the IRS, and it gets chewed up by the tax collectors on the state level to bring it in. And I'll tell you something, it's immoral. Russia, Sweden, Canada, they all got rid of their estate death tax. And I'll tell you something, at 35%, that's higher than the 24% average we see on the estate tax overseas.
Skinner, did I get your blood pressure up yet?
Let's talk about the morality of this. I mean, you know, it's not just the morality. Let's use an analogy in football.
Go ahead.
Competition or capitalism is about competition. So let's say a Super Bowl winner, because they won the Super Bowl one year, should they get 8 game wins the next year and not have to play a full season? I mean, you've got Greenspan, you've got Bernanke, all the richest Americans saying it's not right that some people can sit on their assets and just hand this money down and not make their children.
You're all in favor of taking money from the dead. But the dead, when they were alive, have already paid taxes
I was going to say that one of the most offensive things is that this money has been taxed 2, 3, 4, 5 times, depending on how it gets churned through. And it is... It's the final insult, but you asked, what right does the government have? It's the same right that it has for everything. It's that you cannot stop them. They come with guns. When you're dead, most people lose control of their fingers. They can't hold on to their money.
I'll tell you something, Judge. It's a problem. You know, I don't know if Nancy's ever run a small business, but I talk to small businesses and I've talked to farmers. 2/3 of them do not make it after 2 years, and they face this government hostile takeover at the end after they spent decades building up their businesses. Why should the government take it at the very end? And I'll tell you something, those rich people you cite, they often pay only capital gains taxes, not the owner's income taxes that you talk about, Nancy.
Hang on. Do you concede do you concede that this money has already been taxed during the lifetime of the person who owned it? So the death tax is a tax on top of money that's already been taxed.
Wait a minute. It depends. And I am the CEO of a small business. So I do make payroll. But it depends. Sometimes there are unrealized capital gains that if they were not taxed, they would go untaxed, being passed on to the next generation. You could give this money to your spouse
Why should the government take your capital gains? Because they're running out of deficit at $14 trillion? Is that going to help your little capital gains? Is going to help pare back the deficit?
It does.
Stopping the spending and stopping the fiscal dipsomaniacs in Congress will do it. Not enacting an estate tax that slams farmers and small businesses.
This mythical thing about
it's
farms.
True.
One of the problems, and you can see this in this debate here, which is...
I didn't think it was going to get this hot.
The death tax is actually a distraction from a larger issue, which is the pressing one, which you were getting at. You know, it's a minuscule amount of money in terms of the federal debt, in terms of the federal budget. And what we need now is not how do you pile on a little bit more to really punch somebody, not when they're down, but when they're dead. But how do you rethink what government is spending on and where it's getting its money?
Is there anything that the government can't or won't tax if it will tax the dead, Nancy Skinner?
You're not taxing the dead. You're taxing their heirs
Taxing their estates. Look at it. It's no taxation without respiration. That's what I'm for. No taxation without respiration, as Steve Forbes has said.
Go ahead, Nancy. You're taxing their heirs.
Yes, and because in many cases, as I said, those are unrealized capital gains. But for capitalism to work, the income inequality is the biggest problem. We are
Listen,
do you want central planning of the economy by bureaucrats in Washington? Do you want them to get rid of income inequality?
Do you Do you want a fiefdom? Do you want to go back to the Gilded Age?
First of all, it's a fiefdom. And by the way, the estate tax judge, the estate tax would hardly cover annual pork spending.
Right.
Which is the next
Is taxation
subject.
Theft, yes or no?
Yes, in the main, right. Although not categorically, because I'm not an anarchist, and I'm like shivering when I say that
all
as
right.
if...
All right, all right.
Not all taxation
all right.
is
Skinner,
theft.
Gillespie, EMAC, hang on. You think politicians heard the Tea Party loud and clear? We just found 40,000 reasons to doubt it. The four of us are back on that one next. Up to our ears in earmarks, despite the Tea Party mandates from the election a month ago, a new report showing Congress has already requested, are you ready for this, 40,000 new earmarks in pork, exceeding $100 billion in this fiscal year alone. Both the GOP and the Democrats are guilty on this one. So, is anyone listening to the will of the people? Back with our freedom fighters, EMAC, Gillespie, and Skinner. Nick, to you first.
Yeah.
Is anybody listening to the people who voted in November for smaller government, constitutional government, less waste?
Yeah, the short answer is no. The longer answer is I hope so, and we may see something in January. I doubt it. The real problem with earmarks is not even the amount. It's the kind of velocity of these things. They take a national legislature and turn it into a local swap meet.
Well,
big
problem. You're right. It's unconstitutional for them to give bennies like this.
That's
the Constitution
right.
requires that every nickel the Congress spend before the general welfare,
That's
meaning
right.
everybody can benefit on it,
yes.
not just the people who go over that bridge to nowhere.
That's right.
All right. Does this upset you?
Oh, yeah. You know, I feel like my head's going to explode even when you said that number. I cannot believe it. The Tea Partiers had it right, and the members of the GOP and Democrats have it right, too. Pork leads is a gateway drug to bigger spending programs and bigger government. It doesn't even include the tax credits, which are a form of pork as well.
Sure. All right, Skinner, this is not a Republican issue. It's not a Democratic issue. The Republicans are as bad as the Democrats. They may be worse because they preached against it, but they do it anyway. But the whole concept of these little bennies being given out by the Congress, doesn't that trouble you?
Absolutely. I can't believe I agree with you, Judge, and the whole team here completely. But here's the problem.
Go ahead.
The way our campaign system is set up is that they have to get campaign contributions to get elected. So when the public starts financing elections,
now,
the public
interest
can be served fairly. But when you're
right,
taking money
Nancy,
and you have to beg for money,
Nancy,
you've got to give people something
for
that money.
Too good to be true when you said you agreed with us. You somehow have taken a principled position against earmarks and turned it into the government should finance political campaigns.
Well, that's why. Why do you think that actually isn't true? Because they owe those people money.
But I mean, that's demonstrably not true, because especially now you can get money from all sorts of people and from all over the place. You don't have to get a quid pro quo to get elected to Congress. People do this because they do not have any kind of ideology or any kind of politics that says,
you know what
Congress is for?
I want to talk politics.
Yeah.
The House Republican leadership is considering putting Congressman Jeff Flake as chair of the House Appropriations Committee.
Yeah.
Do you know how many earmarks he's asked for in his career?
Yeah.
None.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what his views are on earmarks? The same as ours,
That's
that they're
right.
unconstitutional
and, you know,
and immoral.
But more than that, this strikes right to the identity crisis that I feel this country is in, this attitude. What is in it for me has got to stop. It tears at the social fabric. I think the Tea Party has had it right. We want principled politicians who campaign on this attitude of what's great for the nation, not just for my state.
Does everybody say what's in it for me, Nancy? Does everybody want a piece of the pie from the federal trough?
Yeah, that's why the campaign financing system is the basis of the, because you cannot get elected unless you're independently wealthy. You owe things to people who give you money to get elected, and so you have to pay them back somehow.
So why does Nancy Pelosi write earmarks? No, you know, this part of the thing about the Tea Parties, and the real question here is not what happens in the next couple of months when you have a bunch of, you know, zombie congressmen on their way out the door. It's what happens starting in 2011 and going forward. The Tea Party has started the debate of saying we're giving up on
well,
the
old. I would say Californians did with Prop 13. We just have 30 seconds.
Will the Tea Partiers just disappear into the Republican Party?
I think they're here. They're going to be with us for some, God bless them, for some time to come, because they're right about fiscal restraint.
We're out of money, and it is starting to hit home at the federal level, at the state level, and at the local level. And earmarks will be the first thing
to go. Skinner, Gillespie, EMAC, thank you for joining us. A great conversation.